I'm Daniel Browning. Welcome to Arts in 30, our new digest of the big stories in arts and entertainment from across the globe. And the best stories and conversations from the Radio National Arts Desk. And we'll be adding to your playlist with music correspondents from the ABC's music networks.
It's not ennobling, it's kind of spooky.
2024 was the year that Australia's richest woman tried to censor an artwork, almost Goya-esque in its unflattery. And a lone wolf, aka Archie Moore, won Australia the Golden Lion for Best Pavilion at the Venice Biennale. Music festivals flatlined or tanked amid dwindling ticket sales and poorly judged lineups.
We're in an extinction event right now.
And there were big shifts in leadership at major performing arts companies and festivals, with tenures long and short coming to an end. If local theatre companies didn't fare so well, Australian theatrical productions like Sarah Snook's turn in Sydney Theatre Company's Picture of Dorian Gray have won big on international stages.
Sarah Snook.
Book bannings reached new highs worldwide. But Alexis Wright and Melissa Lukashenko dominated the Australian Literary Awards with their latest novels.
Alexis Wright has become a two-time winner of the Miles Franklin Award.
The winner is Eden Glassy by Melissa Lukashenko.
Sequels and spin-offs were big ticket items at the box office. The golden age of streaming ended as investment slowed and predatory corporations swooped in to asset strip the production houses that started the whole gold rush. In 2025, these stories have a new home on Radio National. And I've got so many questions. Like, is arts funding actually reaching artists? Is the cost of living crisis starving grassroots arts organisations? What will AI, big tech and the creep towards right-wing populism internationally do to our cultural landscape? Beyond the culture wars, Arts in 30 mines our cultural foundations in a non-extractive way. And once we hit bedrock, we go big sky to dream about what Australian culture might be in the future. Arts in 30, your survival guide to arts and culture here and across the globe. On Radio National and on the ABC Listen app.